An Alliance woman accused of tampering with evidence in a fatal teen shooting made her first court appearance Monday. 47-year-old Aaron Barker was arraigned in Alliance Municipal Court, where bond was set at $25,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Friday. Barker is accused of returning a 9mm handgun to a West Summit Street home after it was used in the shooting death of 15-year-old Kennedy Wise. Police allege Barker's 14-year-old son took the gun to the home, pointed it at Wise, and pulled the trigger, believing it was unloaded. The boy entered a not true plea Monday to charges including involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors are seeking to try him as an adult. The Stark County Coroner's Office has identified a girl killed in an accident Sunday in Plain Township. 4-year-old Journey Lancer suffered fatal injuries after going outside while her father was operating a compact earth-moving machine in the backyard of a home on Burr Oak Street Northeast. Sheriff's Office says the father discovered the child while backing the machine and rushed her to Mercy Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Father was treated for minor injuries. The incident remains under investigation. The Louisville Board of Education approved personnel and finance measures Monday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
5 resignations effective in June, 6 hires effective on August 14 for the start of the new school year, and 8 reassignments also effective in August, along with 11 student teaching agreements with various universities, received board approval. Revenue, appropriations, and financing of student events, budgets, a declaration of necessity to forego normal bidding in order to replace a water system filter, and donations of $13,000 also received approval. The girls' basketball team's 2 camp trips were approved for June 3rd through the 5th and the 28th through the 30th. The board next meets on August 17th at 6:30 p.m. in the board office.
4 properties across Lexington Township have been declared nuisances. Today's action by trustees concerned locations on Rock Hill and Abbey Avenues, Burden Road, and Cedar Street. Issues include unsafe conditions, junk, and overgrown weeds. Trustees also approved several financial matters, including a roughly $74,000 Otarma insurance renewal, a $60,000 transfer to the road fund, and routine warrants, purchase orders, and blanket certificates totaling more than $34,000. The board also approved the removal of Aaron Owens from the fire department after he was found not certified. They also agreed to reimburse Bobby Joe Lauer for food provided to firefighters during a June 15th search and rescue operation. Lake Township trustees have approved a resolution to place a 2.75 mil fire levy on the November 3rd ballot. The additional tax would pay for fire apparatus, equipment, personnel, and emergency medical services. During Monday's meeting, trustees also approved more than $368,000 in expenditures, including work on new pickleball courts and a storage building. The board ordered the removal of Canadian Thistle at 8531 Cleveland Avenue Northwest, owned by Dolphin Bay LLC. They declared a structure at 3574 Pine Street Northwest fit for habitation, paving the way for its removal. A man is awaiting arraignment today in Portage County Municipal Court following an investigation at a winery in Deerfield Township. 48-year-old Eric Blows of Sandyville was arrested Monday in Canton during a joint operation between the Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Service. He's charged with felonious assault for a June 12 fight at the Cove Winery. One man was seriously injured when an argument involving multiple people escalated. Blows is being held in the Portage County Jail. 2 men have been sentenced to prison for sexual assaults involving 2 16-year-old girls in Kent. Portage County Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty on Monday sentenced 26-year-old Yanni Mohammed to 4 to 6 years behind bars and 40-year-old Ramon Hayes to 3 to 4.5 years. Hayes pleaded guilty to sexual battery and gross sexual imposition, while Mohammed admitted to unlawful sexual conduct with a minor and gross sexual imposition. Court records say the assaults occurred in April 2025 at a Silver Meadows Boulevard apartment. A 3rd man charged in the case is awaiting court proceedings. One of the top Republicans in Congress is coming to Columbiana County this week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana will deliver the keynote address Thursday at the County Republican Party's annual Lincoln Day dinner in Salem. He will be introduced by Congressman Michael Rooley of Salem. Party officials say several members of Congress, Ohio Supreme Court justices, and statewide office holders are also expected to attend. Because of security requirements, event locations will only be provided to those who make reservations in advance. Charges are expected to be filed against a Lisbon farm owner after a Columbiana County Humane investigation into the condition of several miniature donkeys. Officials were called June 10th and found animals with overgrown hooves, underweight conditions, and signs of neglect that may go back as far as a year and a half. The donkeys were removed from the property. They're now being cared for at Happy Trails Animal Sanctuary while they recover. A Beloit woman is facing an assault charge after an alleged fight at a Sebring bar. 56-year-old Robin Harper has pleaded not guilty in Mahoning County Court. Police say the incident occurred June 12th at the Oregon Pub on East Oregon Avenue, where the bar owner reported being hit and shoved into bar stools after tomatoes were thrown. Surveillance video appears to show the altercation. Harper has been released on bond under a no-contact order. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.